Well, there's a bit of a buzz in the room, so I'm guessing that I'm not the only one here who has ever felt angry. Anybody brave enough to share what's made them angry? Oh, yeah, go for it. Hi, Becky, thank you. Your mother, yes, yes. Yeah. We've got endless ability to be annoyed by our mothers and as a mother to be annoying. Anybody else? Holly? Disinformation. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, go on, Mike. Motorists treat cyclists. Speaking as a cyclist here. Yes. A rage against motorists generally. Did I see a hand over here? Yeah, Shelley. The news generally. Oh, poor Shelley. Yes. Yeah. That's quite something. Well, we are going to find out, because Jesus had something to say about getting angry. So hopefully the words are going to come up, and this is actually from the Message version. So Jesus said, "You are familiar with the command to the ancients, 'Do not murder.' I am telling you, anyone who as much as is angry with a brother or sister is guilty of murder. Carelessly call a brother idiot, and you just might find yourself hauled into court. Thoughtlessly yell stupid at a sister, and you're on the brink of hellfire. The simple moral fact is that words kill. This is how I want you to conduct yourselves in these matters. If you enter your place of worship and about to make an offering, you suddenly remember a grudge a friend has against you. Abandon your offering, leave immediately, go to this friend and make things right. Then and only then come back and work things out with God. Or say you're out on the street and an old enemy accosts you. Don't lose a minute. Make the first move. Make things right with him. After all, if you leave the first move to him, knowing his track record, you're likely to end up in court, maybe even jail. And if that happens, you won't get out without a big fine." Well, that feels quite a complex sayings from Jesus here, but I'm hoping that we'll be able to unpack it a little bit and understand a bit more about it. But I think one of the first things we need to realise is that we all get angry. I think we accept that, don't we? And Jesus knows that we all get angry. Well, in fact, of course, he got angry too. So it isn't as though anger in and of itself is right or wrong. It just is. It's one of these emotions that we live with daily. We don't need to be ashamed of it. Anger can kind of flare up inside of ourselves for all sorts of different reasons. And I think we often get angry when something happens that we think shouldn't have. When for some reason we think an injustice has been done, either to us or to somebody else. And so when we have that ball of fire within us, we respond to that anger. It's like a firework has gone off. I'm into fireworks because they had them last night. And we somehow have to let it out. And sometimes, you know, this anger can fire us into doing great things. It can fire us into putting an injustice right. If we look back in history, the slave trade was abolished when people became angry at the injustice. Women were given the vote when they became angry at being treated unfairly. Actually, you know, millions of pounds are donated to charities to help bring justice to the marginalised, the vulnerable and the hurting. Anger can be a force for good. But what Jesus is saying to us here is that anger is an emotion that we need to be careful with. It is powerful and it can be dangerous. And I'm hoping I've got a slide at this point. Maybe click somewhere. Yes, we feel anger. Oh my goodness, there can be danger. And then the suspense is building. Oh my word. We so need to stay alert when we feel this happening. Do you know, you have no idea how long it took me to put that slide together. To be honest, thank you. Thank you very much. And that was with the help of Sophie. And I'm so excited about it. We're just going to be seeing it five times in the service. I peaked at that moment. Jesus, in his teaching to us, he kind of messes with our head a little bit. And when he says, you're familiar with the command to the ancients, do not murder, we kind of find ourselves responding to that, don't we? And we say, oh, yes, yes, we are very familiar with that, do not murder. And I'm such a good person because so far today, I haven't actually murdered anybody. There's time, it's only 11:45. But Jesus goes on to say, I am telling you that anger is the beginning of that road. Anger leads to insulting thoughts that may turn into spoken words, which left unchecked lead to murder. And then I think, oh my goodness, I wasn't expecting that. I was feeling quite good about myself. So that's why we need to stay alert when we feel anger burst within us, because it can be dangerous. So if we look at anger in the simplest terms, I'm just going to say there's two types. There is the short, sharp burst. Some of us have more gifting and practice in this matter. It happens in my family quite a lot. Actually, at red traffic lights that are taken in my family as a personal insult and a deliberate action by Wiltshire City Council to slow down our very important journey. I wonder what happens in your family. Stuff can just come out of our mouths, can't it? Like a firework. And to be honest, we sometimes feel a bit better for that. It releases some of that tension and energy. And hopefully, through our lives, we kind of learn a little bit of wisdom about how to deal with that outburst so that we don't hurt those people around us so much. And Jesus gives some excellent advice here. Say sorry quickly. Don't hang about, just do it. So I'm wondering if there's any ways in which we can help each other in this. So think of a scenario and that anger has burst out within you. And it feels as though nobody's listening to you, nobody cares that you're feeling sad. So you kick the cat, slam the door that makes the house shake and shout, oh, I hate everybody. What can you do? What needs to happen for you to calm down? And I think we are able to help one another in this. So I'm going to say some scenarios. So I want you to imagine that you're feeling this rage. And if what I say makes your anger worse, I want you to kind of snarl at me because that's making your anger worse. Or if you kind of think, oh, thanks, Mary. Thanks for saying that. I want to explain a little bit about what's going on inside of me. You can say, oh, thanks, Mary. Okay, so that's two responses that I want from you. So you've got this ball of fire, and I'm receiving this ball of fire from you, and I say, oh, for goodness sake, calm down. Oh, yes, yes. I think I've said the wrong thing here. Okay, supposing I was to respond to you by saying, I am so sorry that you're feeling this way. What has happened? You're in agreement. That's great. What about, if you do that again, you are going to be in such trouble. The door will break and I won't pay for another one. Oh, yes, yes, that's not helpful. How about, oh, stop whinging about it. Oh, yes. And this is the last one. Have I done something to upset you? Oh, yeah. Okay. The thing is, we're going for the slide again. When we feel that ball of anger, we need to be aware that there is danger and we need to stay alert. Hopefully the slide will come back again in a minute. Then, here we go, fantastic. So we feel that energy, that release of anger in us. What are we going to do? We're in a dangerous situation. It could go either way. We need to stay alert about what we're going to do. Because there is a second type of anger, which is a slow, brooding anger. It's where we take a note of something that has happened, an injustice that has happened, and we don't deal with it quickly. We think about what has happened and we hold it in our hearts, and that anger grows and grows within us. We start to feel that I am in the right and you are in the wrong, and I am looking down my nose at you because I am in the right. And then I start to think, do you know, I am just a better human being than you. And you are just worthless and useless. And we start, can you see how we go down this road? I have some experience of this sort of anger. And I can tell you from bitter experience, it has never ever, ever worked out well. It has never been helpful. It has never been healthy. The longer we hold on to anger, the deeper it goes inside of us. And the truth is, other people around us actually can tell, can sense that we have a pent-up anger within us. And it really just is not good. So here we are, we have Jesus explaining to us that holding on to anger is dangerous and a sure way to destruction. And so finally, I just want to end with Jesus saying about how we are to respond to anger, and that it really, really matters. He wants us to be quick to say that we're sorry because he has been so generous in his love for us. He wants us to be generous to others. Jesus knows that that is the best way ever to live. And when we hold on to anger, all that he doesn't want for us starts to happen in our lives. Jesus said, do you know, I would rather you went and was reconciled with your brother and sister. I would rather that you said sorry and put that right, if you possibly can, than sing a song of worship to me. You know, Jesus refused to go down the path of anger that led to destruction, and he bore the consequences of that too. So may we, with the help of Jesus, grow in wisdom to the way that we respond to our anger. And maybe we can have that slide one last time, just to remind us, just because I want to show off, but just to remind us that anger is something that we all feel. When we feel it, there is a moment of danger. It could go either way. And what we are called to do is stay alert and deal with it. Amen.